plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. There's always great atmosphere in the place. The menu is fantastic. The chicken wings are amazing. And great beer as well, or wine or whatever you're having yourself. So if you're in this area, pop into the Oasis Bar and Grill here at the White Sands Hotel. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in Dublin, this is as nice a place as you'll get, with a fantastic view over North Dublin Bay from outside the front of the hotel. You can see over to Howth, you can see Ireland's Eye over this way, you can see Lambay Island. It's all here, the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? This message was sent in to us late yesterday, and I want you to have a listen to it. I think you should talk about what's going on in my estate in Balbriggan. There's a fellow who lives in our estate, and he's been going around attacking seagulls that go near his house with a pellet gun. I was coming back from the shops yesterday, and I saw him firing his pellet gun at them on his roof. And I told him he was a cruel effer. And he said that he had a right to do it because they were annoying him. Don't get me wrong. They are vicious effers. She likes the effer word. And our estate is full of them. But this is cruel. And if I catch him doing it again, I'm going to call the guards. Please talk about this because I know he listens to your podcast. And that's from one of our listeners who doesn't want to be named.
Now, apparently, since we put this up on our Facebook page, we've been getting lots of messages.
From Balbriggan in particular.
Now, apparently, we cannot name this individual. This is all alleged.
Which is why I'm not naming the woman who sent in the message either.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want him to know that it was her.
And we don't want hassle. We don't want an estate going to war over this. We're simply discussing this. What we can tell you, because some people were claiming that these are 15-year-old kids that are doing this. Now, the one thing we can confirm, I believe, is that this is a man in his 30s. It's not kids or teenagers that's doing it. It's a man in his 30s. And according to one of the messages on Facebook, he's using an airsoft. Is that what they're called?
Airsoft.
An airsoft gun. Now, I don't know. Are they lethal, airsoft guns?
It depends on the
calibre of them, isn't it?
Yeah. But give me a good wallop now.
Well, according to her, they've killed the gulls.
Oh, they've actually killed them?
A couple of them have died.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay. Oh, I thought it just scared them off.
Now, the thing about gulls are protected. They are a protected species. Now, I also understand if you live within 5 kilometres of the coast, you are...
Walk out the door of this hotel and you'll see them.
Yeah, we had a situation there. We were out in Dunleary a couple of weeks ago, and the kids were walking along the pier eating ice cream, and they were literally attacking our kids. Like, they are vicious, vicious, vicious animals. But does that give you a right to
shoot them?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like you said, they are vicious bastards. They're bigger than ever before. They swarm around looking for food. There's not enough food in the seas, which is why they're coming inland. And they are... they're horrible. I hate them, if I'm to be honest with you.
I know, but hating them doesn't justify shooting them.
It doesn't justify shooting them.
No, it doesn't justify shooting them. You have no right to...
If they're on his property.
Okay, if...
They're on his property. They're on his roof.
Okay, if this was a discussion, about cats or dogs, would you have the same? Because cats and dogs can be irritating.
No, but they're not. They're not wild.
Okay, so you would view seagulls the same way you'd view rats and mice.
They're in the same category. Yeah, they're horrible creatures. I hate them. I absolutely hate them. And if this was a conversation about somebody shooting a rat with a pellet gun, nobody would bat an eyelid. So what's the difference?
Because they're birds. They're actually a very pretty bird. Now, I do agree that they are aggressive.
Yeah, extremely.
I wouldn't disagree.
And that's because they're so hungry. They can't get enough food. So he believes that they should be shot. Well, he obviously does because he's shooting them.
Okay, the man is actually breaking the law.
I know he is, but like I said, if he was shooting rats in his back garden, would you condemn him for it? No, you'd say fair play.
Well, no, there's more humane ways to kill rats as well than shooting them with pellets.
Let me bring in John with his opinion on this.
How you doing, guys? Good afternoon to you. Attacking seagulls. Mother of God. This should be good. This should be very good. They're vicious, scummy, disease-ridden fucks. They are. There's no doubt about that. Going around shooting them with a pellet gun. I don't think I agree with it, but look, everybody's their own. There's fucking hundreds and thousands of them, and they're becoming a problem. They really are becoming a big problem, guys, and we all know that. You drive into a McDonald's, it has fucking hawks and fucking... Do you ever see them flags? They have hawks on them to keep them away. They're everywhere. They're shitting, they're fucking everywhere. They're dirty fuckers. I don't think I would go down the route of shooting them with a pellet gun, but look, everybody to their own, I suppose. I think that's, yeah, everybody to their own.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
Now, Rita, you're from Balbriggan, is that right?
Yeah.
And I know from the last time I was in Balbriggan, there are seagulls absolutely everywhere.
That's right, yeah, especially in my estate. I'm wondering if it's the same estate or not, but our estate is swarmed with seagulls from 5 in the morning, 4:30 maybe in the morning, you can hear them, and that's how you wake up if your window's up. Yeah, there's a lot of them. There is, but I wouldn't go as far as shooting them either, no.
And, but are they that annoying that you could, you mightn't do it, but that you could understand why somebody is hitting them with a pellet gun?
Well, from my experience of walking around the town, most of them, I know we have lots of seagulls here, but they kind of just do their weird noises they do when they fly away. But in a lot of other estates, if there's rubbish everywhere or if there's bins open or if like people don't look after their estate, they do be going after the food because, as you said, they're hungry. So they are annoying then because they swarm. When they see the food, they just swoop down and there's 10 of them in 3 seconds. But generally speaking, I don't like, you just kind of, you get used to them. Like if you're living at a seaside town,
you have to expect that there's going to be some seagulls.
It's like moving to Australia and then going around shooting spiders with a pellet gun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what you're getting into when you're moving to a town with seagulls in it. So
okay, so yeah. What you're arguing is that while they might be fairly annoying at times, part of the problem is people feeding them or leaving food out, but there's no justification for shooting them with a pellet gun.
No, absolutely not. Like, especially because, you know, you shoot one, you shoot another, and then the next day you'll get 10 more. Like, the seagulls aren't going to be like, oh, there's a man down there with a pellet gun, let's not go down there anymore. They're birds. Like, they'll go where they see the food or where they want to go. They don't have the memory to be like, there's a man there with a pellet gun yesterday. So I don't see the justification of it. No, I know it's cruel.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Rita, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Sorry, Jeremy.
Rita, are you exaggerating or are they literally overrun your whole estate, have they?
No, I wouldn't. No, maybe I am a little bit exaggerating, but I know, like, in the mornings, like, the first thing I hear is seagulls. And when I look out my window, and then I see like a few, maybe 3 or 4 of them kind of walking around. But at certain times when you walk around, maybe even at lunchtime when the kids are off at secondary schools, they'd be walking around having their lunch and going to different shops and whatever. They're kind of more around then, I think, especially during the summertime as well, when there's more people about with food in the hand.
And does that happen often?
Like swooping down to get food.
Yeah. Out of people's hands, like.
It's happened. Now, if I speak about myself, like, I haven't seen it happen to others, but with myself, I have a daughter. And when we go and we're having like a 99 walking down the road, we can't, like, I do have to pay attention to whether or not there's a seagull behind us or above us or whichever. And kind of scare them away a bit because they are there. They do see when you're eating something, yeah.
Have you ever heard of anybody in Balbriggan shooting seagulls with their pellet gun?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, because a lot of people are saying that this is a hard to believe story, you would well believe it.
Oh, I've heard of this before. It was on our community page a while ago. I don't know whether it's the same person or not, but it's happened before, yeah.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Rita.
This is ridiculous, though, these people taking the law into their own hands like that.
You're not living in a place... Jeremy, you don't have them swarming around your house.
No, I never have. I've never had one outside my house.
Yeah, you're one of the lucky ones. You're far enough inland. If you were being absolutely pestered by them, you soon get a pain in your face.
And Rita, what were they saying on the local Facebook pages? There's a few people doing this.
It was just somebody saying, look, there's somebody going around with a pellet gun with shooting seagulls. And it was just one person, and people were commenting under it, you know, all their different opinions, like they would on your page. But I've only seen that like that one time. Like I know as well, like there's kind of elderly people around, and they hate them. I've seen this as well. They kind of come in the morning and kind of shoo them away, and there's like no seagull, like don't feed the seagull signs in certain estates and stuff as well. So you can sense the frustration in the community about them, because they are everywhere. And they're not supposed to be eating people food. They're supposed to be eating what's in the sea. And that's not enough for them. They are going to go on land. That's just the way it is.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Rita. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. Seagulls!
What's the story, boys? Yeah, what about them?
Well, you shouldn't be shooting them. People shouldn't be shooting them. It's against the law.
Okay, here we go.
Cruel.
Two stories for you, boys. I was once out in Bashoffs and Holt.
Yep.
Got a bit of food, sitting in the grass with the kids, and a seagull came down and actually snatched a burger out of me second youngest child's hand, and nearly actually took his face with him because he was about to take a bite out of it himself.
Okay, not the first time I've heard of that happening.
Don't give a shit. These birds are fucking ruthless, especially in Holt. Don't leave me anywhere around the coast, right? And you nearly expect them to look like the talent boards with tattoos on their wings, you know what I mean? Well, second story, having a barbecue out the back garden, and we noticed there was a fair few seagulls around. And again, two of them dived into the garden to pick up the food off the table. So I went into the house, got a little device I had from when I was a kid, and took two of them out.
What do you mean, took two of them out?
I put it this way, I black bagged them.
I don't know what that means. What does black bag them mean?
He ended up putting them in a black bag.
Yeah.
Sorry, did they fly?
They weren't flying anywhere ever again.
Sorry, did they die or did you kill them?
I killed them.
How did you kill them?
They were a black widow.
A sling.
They were, or maybe a gat when we were kids.
Yeah, the black widow was the sling thing where you put a stone in and you pull it back and...
Yeah, we called them gats. Not a tongue now, but we called them gats.
You're the same man, by the way, that we spoke to in the past.
Oh, here we go.
About killing cats, isn't that right?
I don't kill them. Me hangman's noose kills them.
Okay, that's a separate conversation. But you personally killed with a sling two seagulls.
Yeah, well, it's protecting me kids, because as I said a minute ago, boys, one of them basically attacked me son when I was out having chipper with my family in Bashoffs in Holt, and then sitting in my back garden, I saw two of them dive straight under the table in front of my kids again. No fear of them. They have no fear of people anymore. So I went inside, found something that I only found it a few weeks before, which was weird. And basically came back out and dum-dum, they were both gone.
What do you make of that, Rita? He killed two of them with a Black Widow sling.
Listen, I listen to the show every single day. I listen to Trevor every single day, and I'm not about to get into an argument with Trevor. When I heard about the cat thing, now, being a cat owner myself, I have two cats. They're indoor cats. They don't annoy anybody. They don't go outside.
Then your cats are safe from me.
I just think that's horrible. First of all, you were...
Well, my traps are only tagging feral cats, but that's not the topic today. Go on, anyway, about the seagulls.
I know, but I just feel like... I don't know what you gain from killing two seagulls. I
gain protecting my children's eyes, face, nose from being attacked.
That'll come after your burgers. Like they're if you're at Holt, if you're at a seaside, these animals live at the sea. Like you're to expect these animals being there. It's like, as I said, it's like moving to Australia and expecting to see no spiders. Like if you're going,
I do expect them to be there, but I don't expect them to nearly take my son's eye out of his head trying to get a bit of food. If I could have grabbed that seagull, I would have snapped its neck.
I understand, because I have a daughter, and when I see a seagull go near her when she's eating something, I have to scare them away. But it wouldn't cross my mind to kill them. Do you know what I mean? Like I just don't know what I would.
Well, maybe that's just the male brain. That, I don't know. But my instinct is to protect my kids at all costs. They're the most valuable commodity I have.
Well, no, in fairness, Trevor, nobody, and I'm sure even Rita could testify to this, living in an area that is overrun by them, nobody has ever been killed by a seagull, ever.
Not killed, but...
No, but you're
making...
Hang on, you're making out that your kids' lives were put in danger. Now, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, Jeremy, if a bird is diving at your field and you're bringing it into your face...
I don't know.
Have you seen the fucking claws on these things?
Yeah, I don't know, Rita, are kids in your estate being brought to hospital every day because of the seagulls?
I can't say they are.
No. So that's a bit of an exaggeration to say that they were
going. Jeremy, I don't give a shit if no kids are going to the hospital. I ain't taking the chance, especially with a wild animal. And as you have just said, or stated, or maybe it was Adrian, there's not enough food in the oceans, so they're becoming more brazen to come inland and attack for food. I'm not taking a chance when my 5-year-old is sitting there with a burger in his hand and the fucking wild animals coming out.
I just, as well, when you think about other things as well, like, Trevor, were you the one that said that you let your dog out off a leash, or your big dog out on the leash and doesn't harm anybody?
No, that was a different caller.
I just, my dogs are leashed, but I walk them on the beaches.
Yeah, see, that's the thing as well. Like, it's kind of just saying, well, I know my dog won't attack anybody. You know what I mean? Like, but when you go to a beach, you expect to see a seagull, a 5 seagull, 10 seagull, 20 seagulls. You kind of just have to protect your children away from it and scare them off. But don't kill them. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just.
Have you been in Howick lately, love? Have you?
No, I haven't, love.
The seagulls don't fly away from you anymore. They walk up to you and they fly at you. They're not afraid of us.
They're starving.
Yeah, and exactly. You're proving me point. There you go.
Like, why do we have humane rat traps and humane mouse traps and all? Because it's horrible to be killing rats and mice as well. Like, you know what I mean? They're pets.
So what do I do? Catch them and say, oh, off you go. Don't come back again, okay? You take it easy. Here's a sandwich. It's a wild animal.
I'm just saying, killing two seagulls isn't getting rid of a seagull problem. And it isn't going to stop your kids from being attacked by a seagull in the future. If you go to it.
Well, I had a very kind barbecue that day.
Yeah, I just don't see the point.
All right, do me a favor, both of you, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you'd like to get involved in this conversation, this is Neil.
Lads, the rumor I heard a few years ago, okay, the rumor I heard about seagulls is that apparently on the fishing boats out in the sea, they'd catch the fish and they'd cut them up and throw the guts back out into the sea. And that's why the seagulls stayed out there and fed off the guts in the sea from the fishing boats, okay? But now apparently what I hear, and I'm not saying it's true, I'm not saying it's not true, is that what they have to do now is they have to keep the guts on the fishing trawlers and bring the guts on shore and dispose of them properly. And that's why the gulls are in the city looking for fucking food. That's just what I heard. I'm not saying it's true, but that's what I heard in the car. Cheers, lads.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lauren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lauren?
Yeah, I'm good. I just think it's crazy what he's doing, to be honest.
Okay, do you live in an area where you are terrorised by seagulls?
No, in fairness, I wouldn't be. Well, they'd be close, but like, because I live by a river, but they wouldn't be terrorising us. But still, I think that's just, actually, there's one right there. But I actually think that's crazy. I mean, shooting them with a pellet gun, that's just cruel. And like, surely there's something else that could be done about it. I mean, there must be some sort of like, you know, like the sanctuary or something for them or something that could be done.
The problem is that in reality, around the greater Dublin area, we really need a call on seagulls because there are so many of them, but nobody will approve
You're not allowed to call them. They're protected species.
Because they are a major nuisance all across the east coast of Dublin, and they really are. And they're focused on areas where there's lots of food, so that's where the population is, and it really is a problem. But when you hear of somebody who's so frustrated by them that he's shooting them with a pellet gun, what do you think?
Yeah, I completely do not agree with that. And to me, that sounds like he wouldn't have a problem with doing it to any other animal. I mean, it's proven, like, it's literally proven, like, an ex-partner of mine, like, I caught him one time taking the wings off a fly, like, and he was horrible to animals, and it leads to doing it to people as well. I believe it does anyway.
Well, there you are, Trevor. This is the thin end of the wedge. You'll be killing people next.
Well, I wouldn't say killing people, but I mean, like, it's, you know, it sounds like it is a violent thing to do.
I don't know about this lady's ex, but I ain't got the bleeding time to sit down with a tweezer and start pulling the wings off flies. Jesus, that's time consuming, I'd say.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be any other animals.
Well, Trevor,
is the solution? Do we put a net over Dublin?
No, well, obviously not. But sorry, Trevor, you previously admitted on this podcast to killing cats in a trap. So, wild feral cats,
that's
feral cats.
I don't care. I don't go into my neighbour and say, can I borrow a cat? It's still an animal. That's disgusting. That's so cruel. Sorry, but it is.
But I don't, no, I'm not standing there with a shovel. I just set the hangman's noose and I walk away. Like, if a cat wanders so into the back garden, then there's nothing
you
can do about it.
You know what setting it up is going to do. It's premeditated.
Yeah, it's going
like,
to protect my garden from the cat shitting and pissing all over the place. Like, what the hell's the problem?
God, that's so disgusting. Like, surely there's something else you could do. That is so unbelievably cruel.
What, stand there with a shovel?
And if I like, oh my God, I have a 3-year-old boy, and if I caught him doing anything to an animal, I oh my God, no, that's
yeah,
just...
young kids do love and one or two of them empty the trap while something's caught in it, but there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, but you know, like, what you're doing, you're setting the trap up, you know what's going to happen, like, so it's premeditated, man. That is just crazy.
And so what if I'm setting mouse traps in my house, is that premeditated too? I'm a murderer.
I won't go that far, but it's still a bit crazy, in fairness. It just
yeah, it's
not
protecting
like
my family, love.
From cats?
From, yeah, feral cats. Not to say cats, feral cats. Dirty, little, horrible, mangy cats that come into my garden, piss all over the place, and if they wander into the trap.
Come into your garden and then run out again. I mean, like, it's not as if they're going to be coming inside looking for a way to get in and attack you.
Let me, Lauren, I want to read a message that just came in a moment ago, okay? From a listener in Balrothery, and it says, I also live in the Balbriggan area. Last week, I had my daughter, who is one, out the back garden, asleep in her pram. I went into the house for 2 minutes and a gull came down and attacked her. Went for her little face. I was traumatised and so was she. I agree with Trevor, and that's from Ashling in Balrothery. Now, that is horrific.
Is quite scary now.
I'm sure you could understand why somebody would want to shoot somebody that would do that to their child.
Well,
yeah,
don't leave your baby alone. Don't leave your baby alone in the garden.
She walked into the house for a second.
It doesn't matter. Don't leave your baby
alone. Oh, now it's the mother's fault.
Yeah, victim blaming.
No, but how long is
it
second?
Jesus Christ. The one-year-old shouldn't have been lying there, lad.
Oh, anything could happen within a split second. I mean, people see it all the time.
Okay,
kids
she was
should
out,
not
hang
be
on,
left
she,
unsupervised.
She was out the
oh
back garden.
God.
Yeah, but we don't know how close the back garden was to where she went.
She says, my child was asleep in the back garden. In the back garden, I went into the house for 2 minutes... And obviously you come back out and there's the gull attacking the baby.
But don't leave a baby alone for 2 minutes.
Oh, victim blaming.
Yeah. I'm not victim.
The baby shouldn't be alone for any moment of time, especially if they know that the seagulls are a problem.
No, I have to say I have a huge...
Can I ask you a question here, lad?
Just shut up for a second, Trevor, because I want to say something here. I feel sorry for...
Very unprofessional, Jeremy.
I feel sorry for what happened to Ashling and her baby, but you cannot leave a baby alone for 2 minutes out of the back garden.
No, you can't.
Jeremy, can I ask you a question?
How things happen. You hear it all the time. People say, oh, I left them alone
If she was out the back garden with the baby...
If that was a dog out in the garden with the baby, would she have run inside for 2 seconds and left the dog there? No, because, like, there's no guarantee the dog would have attacked her.
Go on, Trevor, yeah.
Jeremy.
What?
You're a father to young children.
Yes, I don't leave them alone.
Your child, hang on, take a breath, relax. Your child is asleep in the bassinet or whatever, the buggy in the back garden, you hear the front door bell go. Do you wake the child up, carry it inside, or do you run to the front door, grab whatever the package is or whatever, and run back out?
Oh, this is a completely... First of all, I live in the mountains, so we don't have a...
This is a hypothetical question, Jeremy. One of your weird comparisons.
Well, I can't answer
that.
Don't
be around the bush.
That's not the issue here. The issue is that a mother in Balbriggan left her baby...
You can't answer it.
A mother in Balbriggan...
So what would you do, Jeremy? If your child is asleep on a nice day, would you wake the child up, disturb it, or run to the dark?
I'll let you know when that happens, but what I'm saying is a mother in... A mother in Balbriggan,
whose baby was attacked by a seagull, and you're blaming the mother. You're blaming
the
mother.
No, he's blaming the child for being there.
Sorry, Lauren, am I bang out of order here?
I'm just saying that I wouldn't leave my child unattended for any amount of time.
Then my hypothetical question to you, Lauren, what do? Do you disturb the baby who's finally having
enough? No, I just said I'd bring the buggy back in, and especially if you're
so
waiting
you
for
disturb
a delivery,
the child, possibly
time.
Waking them up for a nap. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
I mean,
try to wake them up.
This
and
is
have
kind
them
of
attacked.
Yeah, this is kind of off subject.
No, it's not. No, it's not off subject.
Hang on, I just got a message.
I would have killed the seagull.
How did Siobhan asks this question?
You hear Rambo there.
How did our mothers ever cope years ago when we were left outside the shops in our buggies. And that's true. That's
How did we ever cope when there was no seatbelts in cars and we were putting the boot on the way to school and stuff like that? Things are different now.
Oh, here we go, Jeremy.
It's not a comparison. The point is that this woman, Aisling, and I can see Aisling is typing now. I can't wait to see the next message.
Aisling, she went in for 2 seconds, Jeremy.
Aisling lives in an area that is renowned as a seagull hotspot, yeah? Renowned as a seagull hotspot. And she left her baby out the back garden for two minutes. Like, what, did she time it on the stopwatch? She left her baby out the back garden for the guts of 2 minutes, and a seagull came down and attacked the baby. Why would you be surprised by that?
So Jeremy, if she had a 5-year-old and left the 5-year-old go out the front to play with his friends, has a thing in his hand, a bit of food, and the seagull attacks, is it still the child's fault or the mother's fault?
A baby should never be left unattended. That's it. Move on. That's the point taken.
No.
A baby should never.
I can't believe that you are blaming this mother for a seagull attacking her child.
Well, hang on. Well, let's put it a different way. And I know we're getting slightly off the point. Let's put it a different way then. Trevor, Mr. Perfect Father of the Year. Let's put it this way. If you heard a story of a parent leaving their toddler in a bath alone while they went into the living room, and God forbid that child drowned in the bath, what would you say then?
That's slightly different.
It's actually very different.
This baby was asleep in the buggy. Hang on, right? Asleep in the buggy, zero potential of, there's nearly a 0% chance of attack or anything. High chance of drowning.
No, the point is, okay, the point I'm trying to make, you're very stupid if you can't grasp what I'm trying to say. The point is,
yeah, I can't get the grasp.
No, you can't.
Is that
it only takes 60 seconds for something tragic to happen? That's what I'm trying to say. You dope.
Yeah, and you're still blaming the mother.
So who else left her alone? Was it Santa Claus?
Yeah, but Jamie, she didn't go off to the pub, you know what I mean? She went inside probably to get something off the counter or something and then came back out. Do you realise how fast he goes there, how fast they can move?
And do you realise how quickly something like that can happen? It took 2 minutes as soon as I assume that seagull didn't come down. Seagulls are very clever. The seagull didn't attack the baby when the mother was out the back garden. The seagull waited until...
No, they're not that clever, Jeremy, for God's sake.
Okay, we're going to get
they swooped down.
Adrian, I'm going to back Jeremy up here. He was probably on the fence with an A4 pad drawing the picture of the garden. What the fuck, man?
Well, you don't think that's a good... Okay. So it's okay to leave children alone at the back, or babies.
For 2 minutes?
That's all it takes?
For only 2 minutes, yeah. Especially in the safety of your own back garden.
It's just like some people will leave a child in the baby seat asleep while they run in to pay for petrol. That takes 2 minutes.
Jeremy's never done that. No.
There's actually a story about that in the news in the States there a couple of months ago. I don't know if you saw that. A woman left her toddler in the car and went in to pay for petrol. And the toddler got out of the car seat, took the handbrake off. You can look this up, but I'm not making it up. The car reversed into a petrol pump, went on fire, and the child was burned alive in the car.
That is the one and only time probably that has happened anywhere in the world.
Same can happen.
I'm going to our next caller. I'm going to bring in a WhatsApp voice note first from Darren.
I thought they're doing a big cull on these seagulls anyway. And anyways, a man in his 30s shooting seagulls with a pellet gun. Get a life.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, Robbie. What did you want to say on this?
As I said on Facebook, I don't really agree with Trevor, but, people, I don't know why people sort of seem to have an issue, with certain animals being killed and other animals are okay,
And that was the point that I was making earlier on. I'm not terrorized by seagulls, so they're not a nuisance in my life, thank God. I can understand, though, how it has to be really frustrating for people who are being terrorised by them.
Well, but the point
I was making earlier on was, if I had somebody on about killing a load of rats with a pellet gun, nobody would bat an eyelid. For some reason, even though there is much of a pest, people get really upset when it comes to seagulls.
Yeah, as I said, I live in Bray. And getting back to what you were just saying about them being, their intelligence levels, I can promise you, no seagulls trying to take food off. Very few seagulls are trying to take any food out of my hands. whereas you would a child. You know, so they're definitely smart enough to know what the targets are. And it is, but the reason they're like this is purely because humans fed them. You know, so they're more than used to, it's like the pigeons. Pigeons are so used to being fed that they, that, you know, very few, like you look in, you go, let's say, Tower Street train station. You're sitting in there, if you were to open a pack of crisps or anything like that, you'd have 20 pigeons around you, just wait, and they'll come right up to your feet, and you have to kick them, and if you swing your foot at them, they won't fly away, they'll just sort of jump out, so they're not in range of your foot. You know, it's like, we have created this situation.
No, I agree. Seagulls have become a creation of human beings, basically, with their viciousness, with their lack of food, which has made them more vicious. That's all our fault.
But I was also saying that Trevor needs to make his mind up, as he said he wasn't the one killing cats. You know, he needs to, you know, he, but then he went back on that and said that he was doing it.
What he said was he doesn't go out without his dogs on a lead. That's what he said. He did, as soon as I mentioned the cats thing, he said, yes, that was me.
Feral cats, you know, I'd be more interested in a, you know, a trap, neuter and release program, but they're very few and far between over here, especially in the Dublin area, Dublin and my area. So, you know, if they are a problem in the area, because, I mean, let's say, you know, if you show up out in the garden and a feral cat came in and attacked, nobody would have any issues with them killing cats then.
No, I agree, absolutely. Stay there for a second. Let me go to John. You're on Opinions Matter, John. How are you?
How's it going, Adrian? How's it going, Jeremy?
John, no sympathy at all for seagulls.
Not at all, because we seeing we're just seeing them. They're in their droves now. The funny thing about this is, Adrian, that, you know, there's a cull of the Phoenix Park deer, as we all know. Like, they call the deer to keep the crowd under control. And it is crowd control, I suppose. So what are we doing about the seagulls? You know,
nothing.
They're just multiplying. You know, nothing is being done. You know, this guy, he could have done it in a bit of a more, you know, he's obviously after letting us, you know, be seen, as one would say. He could have killed them discreetly, I suppose, you know. Me personally, like, I never agree with Trevor. A few years ago, Adrian, we had a major problem with cats, feral cats, and I got the cages, actually, fair play to the DSPCA, because they gave me the cages to do it. And, you know, I'd put the food inside the cages, and I'd catch them. And I bring them up to the DSPCA, you know, and then they, whatever they done with them, I presume they euthanize them.
Yeah, but no, they don't. You know, no, they sterilize them and then release them back into the wild to stop them reproducing, basically.
Okay, well, that's even, yeah, okay, we can do that. But the seagulls, something has to be done about them. Like, as you said earlier on, Adrian, nobody bats an eyelid when anybody kills a rat or a mouse, you know. And the seagulls are essentially rats with wings, you know. They have to be called somewhere sooner or later, you know, because they're getting a problem, a very big problem, you know. If that guy was living next door to me and I heard he was shooting seagulls, I'd be like, go ahead, it's up to yourself, you know.
Well, it wouldn't bother you, but you believe. And let me ask you, Robbie, as somebody who lives in the Bray area, close to the coast, always seagulls around Bray, do you think we need a call on seagulls like they have done with deer in the Phoenix Park?
It contributes, you know, they're being overfed, so they're, you know, they're breeding out of control, because, you know, this is like, the deer is actually a perfect example. You know, they're not killing the deer just to be cruel. If they didn't kill the deer, the deer would eventually die off, because there wouldn't be enough.
They'd overrun the park.
Yeah.
No, they'd overrun the park.
They'd overrun the park as well, but they would also be in jeopardy themselves, because there wouldn't be enough food to go around, and it would change, they would have to adapt how they survive. Or die off,
you know.
But there are
another one there as well, Adrian. They attack a lot of wildlife, these seagulls, and they attack pigeons as well. I do know a guy there that has pigeons, and he hates seagulls, you know, because they attack his pigeons. And they're vicious fuckers, these fellas, you know, and they don't know no boundaries, you know.
Sorry, John.
And they do have to be called. Yeah.
Can I just get in there a quick story about seagulls? And this actually gets back to what you're saying about them being vicious. I was walking home one day and seeing them, you know, getting something off the road. You know, a bit of fluid or whatever. A car came down, didn't move out of the way, and a car ran over. Didn't hit, not with the wheels though, just, you know, but badly hurt the seagull. And it sort of, you know, tried to flap its broken wing, cut to the side of the road. Three sort of seagulls came down, looked at them and said, well, go shit, pal. And just annihilated them. I was watching it.
Yes. Yes. They're carnivores. Yeah, they're lunatics. Yeah, they don't. Yeah. they're cannibals. Well, the fact is, I've heard a seagull before, by the way. I have, Adrian and Jeremy, you know, in the car. I wouldn't stop, you know what I mean? And actually, the fucker broke my grill on my car. You know, that's the only thing I was pissed off about. I had to buy a new grill for the car. But they're everywhere. They're everywhere. And I don't know why everybody's getting on all the fucking seagulls, the poor seagulls. Get rid of the fuckers. I know this guy's coming around with a pellet gun. Like I said, I'm not going to give out to him. He was living next door to me. You're not going to get rid of them. But Jesus, something has to be done about them, you know. You know, and then people getting on there, the little cartons. Oh, they're seagulls. There's fucking thousands of them.
Yeah, but people do get upset. I mean, they're beautiful birds, and people do get upset at the thought of going around and killing them. Nobody caused murder over the cull of the deer in the Phoenix Park. It just kind of happened.
When
people found out about it.
They did, actually.
It's gone off years, but when people found out about it, they really kicked off.
But anyway, you believe that we need some sort of a call on seagulls in Dublin, John, or all along the East Coast?
We got to do something, Adrian, because as I said to you there, you know, on the outset there, they're just getting out of hand, you know, and you can't have a burger in pieces, as Trevor said, or a bit. You just can't sit down and have a brick rub. I know it's their land, it's the seagull, you're out at the sea, but at the same time, it's getting ridiculous now, and you know, in England...
You can't even leave your babies out in the back garden unattended. It's madness, isn't it?
I agree with you, Jeremy. I wouldn't leave my kids
unattended.
The other ones are very hateful. Like, Jesus Christ.
Ashling again says this message. Have a listen to this. Adrian, tell that prick Jeremy and that bitch on the line.
Hello. Who's the bitch on the line?
One of the callers, Lauren. Was it Lauren? On the line to shut up. How dare they judge me? It was 2 to 3 minutes, no longer.
That's three minutes now.
I know, because I was answering the door to a delivery driver. They don't have a clue. Two Muppets. You want to respond to that?
Okay, my response to that is, it's terrible what happened to your baby. I'm going to say it to you again. But you cannot leave a baby unattended for that in the outdoors. I don't know what the baby was in. Was it in a bassinet, or was it in... The bassinet could topple over. The baby could put something in its mouth and choke. It only takes 60 seconds. Why am I...
Jesus, what ifs all over again?
Well, just don't leave a baby...
She ran out to answer the bloody front door.
Knowing that there was
The baby was asleep.
Knowing that there was a seagull problem out her area.
So the seagull attacking her baby is her fault.
There you go. Don't message me again. I'm not listening to this shitty podcast ever again. Hey, okay.
Keith has been on to us.
Lads, look, I don't know if you know about golf courses, but they use an awful lot of minerals from the sea, like seaweed and things and all like that, and kelp. So around 6:30 in the morning, they'll go up there and they'll start popping seagulls with shotguns. So they'll be fucking shooting them, driving around on the little quads, shooting them. So it's not a housing estate, but still... they blast them.
And then one final WhatsApp voice note, and this is from Neil.
And only time.
Jeremy, you don't leave a child in the car getting petrol. You don't do that. You just don't do that. But the legs out your own back, going into the toilet for a couple of minutes, going in, getting a cup of tea, going to the door to answer the door to get something off a delivery man or something. Come on, Jeremy. You're an extremely intelligent person.
Very intelligent man.
Yeah. She only ran out to answer the door, and you blamed her for the seagull attacking her baby.
No, ridiculous. I didn't blame her.
You did blame her. You said it is her fault that a seagull came into the garden.
Oh, we've just lost us a listener. Normally it's Katie who loses us our listeners. It's me today. It's you today. It's my turn.
Anyway.
There's no point saying it. She's just not listening anymore. But if you are listening, I'm sorry for being so harsh. But I just think... Would you leave a baby out in the back garden with your dog?
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you live in an area with a seagull problem, share this podcast onto your own social media platforms to let others know that we debated the issue on the Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks very much indeed for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.